News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I'm excited to have in the studio for this next half hour, Allie Morris here with Ronald McDonald House. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to have you here again.
Glad to
it feels
be
like
here.
You were just here, actually.
I know. Time's going by fast.
She's the marketing events coordinator for Ronald McDonald House of Northwest Florida. So we got a big event coming up. So
yes.
I guess we'll go right to that and then we'll talk more about what you do.
Yeah.
But what's coming up?
So we have our Firecracker 5K coming up Saturday, June 28th at 7 a.m. And we will be starting at Seville Quarter and we will be running downtown. And then as we come in, we will have an after party at Phineas Fogg's and we will be able to have a beer and do a little giveaway.
Oh, how
and
fun.
We also have a free kids fun run. So if you've been wondering what you could do with the kids over the summer, the kids fun run is a great way to wear them out. So they get
to
do a mile.
At least for one day, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how does it all work? So it's that Saturday.
Yes.
So if you wanted to sign up, do you do that now or
yes.
you register now?
So
for kids and adults? So.
Yes, we do. You register for your kid just to sign a waiver, but that's completely free. And then registration is open now. It is $35. You just head to our website and you can go to events and find Firecracker 5K and you will see it up there. And we have a 5K run, 5K walk. If you can't join us that day, we have a virtual run and walk. And then we have the fun run. And then if you just don't want to run in the heat and you still want to support, you can always do a donation and you can get a Here for the T-shirt. Option.
Okay. So the 5K is what, 3.1 miles?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you have the 1 mile for the kids.
Yes. 1 mile for the kids. It'll start after the 5K concludes. So when all the those racers come
okay.
in.
Okay. Well, I'm really intrigued now by the virtual one.
Yes.
Because I'm not sure I want to run in the heat.
Yeah.
But so tell me how does that work?
You know, I'm really not sure. I think you just do it on your own. I don't know about that.
Okay.
But I think it's just kind of testing it on your own.
So you maybe be walking
right.
in your neighborhood or something if
yes.
you didn't want to go downtown.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
So you'll still get like the race bib and the t-shirt and the medal, but you just kind of do it on your own time.
Oh, very cool. Oh, I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flexibility there. Now, are you still looking for sponsors and vendors for the event?
Yes. So we have a vendor sponsorship, which is at $300, and we are looking for more of those to kind of fill up downtown. We do everything outside of Seville.
Mm-hmm.
So we have tables and tents of vendors that are trying to promote their business. And mostly you'll get your business after the race. So it's really good if you're in the wellness or fitness community to kind of find that market.
Okay, that sounds great. And so who would they contact for that?
That would be me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, imagine that.
And you can always just call the house at 850-477-2273. Or you can always email me, Allie, at RMHC.
Okay. And so the funds that you make from this event go back to Ronald McDonald
yes.
House. So maybe we should talk a bit about who you are and what you do. Because
yeah.
last time you were here, I said, I've always heard of it,
uh-huh.
but I don't really know all the details.
Yeah. So the Ronald McDonald House, we are a home away from home that provides a house for families that have a child in that needs medical treatment, whether it's NICU moms or they're just here for an appointment and need a place to stay. We are a 26-bedroom facility that provides meals, laundry, a place to just reset. And we also have, we're located on Ascension Sacred Heart's property.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a 3-bedroom facility for our more critical care, but it's also open to anyone that's in the Children's Hospital.
So how, if someone knew that they had an upcoming surgery or they have a family member or someone that they know that's coming into town for that surgery,
yeah.
is that the kind of person that would be eligible for this?
Yes.
So how do you find out about that? Like, how would you get it? Would you get in touch with? Does it have to go through a referral from your physician or how does it all work?
Yeah. So you'll just go, your first step is going to be going to our website.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little button that says stay with us and you just fill out an application and do your kind of estimate dates if you're unsure of what those dates are. Contact your physician, and then also you'll have to reach out to your physician to just get a referral, just to confirm that you are having that appointment. And then that we are checking that regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So the only holdup, if you do get a holdup, is a background check. So once we get our background check run through, we will contact you if you have a rumor or not.
Okay.
And that's usually pretty quick.
Okay. We're talking with Allie Moore. She is marketing and events coordinator for Ronald McDonald House. If you've got a question for Allie about the upcoming Firecracker 5K or something about their services, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So one of the things, too, we talked about last time was about how people can help out.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Because if you can't do the Firecracker run, you can still make a donation.
Oh, yes.
Because you're always needing
mm-hmm.
donations.
We are We're always doing donations. We run completely on donations. And a lot of times people think, because we are associated with McDonald's, that they are the only ones that give us money. But we rely heavily on just more than McDonald's.
They're a nonprofit, just like everyone else.
Yes, so. And they do provide, our owner-operators and our McDonald's locations do provide a lot for us. But we get another big chunk of money from our community. So we are local.
So someone can go online and they can make a donation that way.
Yes.
But you also mentioned to me about the food donations.
Yes.
I think this is pretty cool.
Yeah. So one of our biggest ways, and it's one of our biggest needs right now too, is having people in our kitchen. We aim to provide 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 days out of the week.
Wow.
So it is a lot. And
you don't have a full-time cook doing that?
We do not.
Wow.
We do not have that. So we rely heavily on our volunteers to get that done.
Gosh, okay.
Yeah, so it takes a big village. And
I guess so.
We are really thankful that we do have, we are getting a little bit more back into it with the summer, but we are always still needing more. There's always one day out of the week that it's not full. So
right. So is there a person to contact if you wanted to possibly sign up for a day or a breakfast or a lunch or dinner? How would that go about? How would you do that?
So you would just call the house, again, 850-477-2273.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just call and say what days that you would like to sign up to cook a meal. And then also we have provide a meal on our website.
Okay. And how many people would you be cooking for?
So we aim to shoot about 45 people
in our house,
just between, we never know. Our house fluctuates with how many people are in. But especially weekends, we do have, siblings that are in as well. And then for our family room, you can also cook in that kitchen and it's a smaller amount. I think it's around 20 people.
Okay. That sounds great. So what's the website again?
rmhc-nwfl.org. And if that's too much spelling, you can always Google us.
Good old Google. Talking with Allie Moore. She is here with Ronald McDonald House. Got a big event coming up. We're going to tell you more about that when we come back from the break right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Wednesday here with my friend Allie Moore from Ronald McDonald House. You were just telling me this is a special day, Wednesday.
Yes, it is our wish list Wednesday.
Hey,
so we take donations of all sorts, from laundry to toys to food, like I said, and money. But we have a wish list Wednesday, which highlights our urgent needs.
Well, we just had Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. They do a wish list Wednesday also, but it's the urgent, immediate needs, not general stuff.
Yes.
So can you give an example of the kind of stuff that might be on the list today?
Yeah, I actually do have what's on our list today.
Because you are the marketing and event coordinator.
They're going to be really excited that I'm sharing this on the air.
What do you need?
So right now we need trash bags, individual potato chips, disinfectant wipes, laundry soap, and gallon Ziploc bags.
Okay, the trash bags, do you need the big garbage bags?
Yeah, the kitchen, the tall kitchen trash bags.
So those are the 10-gallon. You could probably use the big hefty ones too.
Any size. We'll take any. Yeah.
Okay, one more time on that list.
So we have tall kitchen trash bags, individual bagged potato chips, disinfectant wipes, laundry soap, or any laundry detergent, honestly, and gallon Ziploc bags.
Wow. Okay. So that's great. So someone could just go get those right now.
Yes.
Then drop them off at your place?
Yes, you can drop them off.
What's the address?
5200 Bayou Boulevard. We are right across from the Starbucks and the Buffalo Wild Wings at that light.
Okay, so those of you that are lazy like me, there is another option that only requires thumb exercise on your phone, on your text. Talk about that.
It is our Amazon wish list, and that is on our website. And you will just go to Ways to Help, and it'll be our wish list. And you'll scroll down, and it'll say, shop our Amazon wish list. And that is actually pretty up to date on what the highest needs are. So you'll see our highest needs at the top, and then the more you scroll down, you'll see what's kind of.
And then really all you have to do is click on it, pay for it, and then it's delivered.
And it ships. Yes. It'll already have our address in there if you go through that link. So all you got to do is pay for it and send it over.
Well, I think people don't realize that you are a nonprofit, even though you carry the name of McDonald's. And of course, obviously, they're their biggest sponsor. But so much going on. And you're pretty much full, aren't you, year round? This isn't a seasonal kind of thing.
No.
These are folks that are having surgeries with their children year round.
Yes. We are having a lot of I think it's 60% of our families are NICU, just with the great NICU hospital in Ascension. It's just, I think it's level 3.
So explain what NICU is in case someone doesn't know.
It's the neonatal intense care unit.
So these little babies.
These are little babies that were born early.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times their moms just, a lot of them get transferred from other hospitals because we are a level 3 NICU, which is serious, like they know they're what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And people that come here for vacation, and this is the closest hospital that
right.
they can get to.
Right. That makes sense.
And I met one, she has twins, NICU mm-hmm. twins. And
oh my goodness.
She's from all the way from Mississippi.
Oh my goodness.
So she has a 2-year-old that's staying with her husband's family. Mm-hmm. But that is just, that is a drive. Like,
yeah,
she can't support her NICU babies if she didn't have a place to stay. So that's really what we're here for, is people like her that.
And that's not just going to be a couple days. That
yeah.
could be a month or
they'd
so,
never,
too.
You never know.
Right.
It depends all on how your baby's doing. So
imagine if you were in that position, you're worried about this little child or mm-hmm. children.
Yeah.
And then you've got other family members to worry
yeah.
about. And now you probably don't even have time to think about food.
No.
Or
no,
what you're going
to
do.
No, you don't. And so that's why we love to make our place truly feel like a home. You're able to really reset if you... What sleep can you get? But, you know,
yeah.
any type of nap or just a place to, like, lay your head down, because sometimes they're going to tell you that you need to go take a break. And
mm-hmm.
that is a great place to take a break, because a lot of people don't have anywhere to go because
right.
they live all the way in Mississippi or Alabama and they have nowhere to go. So we provide that for them, and we're able to give them meals, and we have a nursing nook. So we're able to give them a place to put their breast milk and all types of things that help them prepare for their baby.
So many things that I wouldn't even think of.
I know.
Wow. If you have a question for Allie, she's here with Ronald McDonald House this morning, 850-437-1620. So, of course, being a nonprofit, you have to do fundraising events.
Yes.
So this is an annual event. It's been around a while, I believe.
Yes, it has. It's our Firecracker 5K,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be downtown Pensacola. It starts at 7 a.m., and you run all over downtown. You run down towards the bay, walk mm-hmm. towards the waterfront, and back up to Seville Quarter. It starts and finishes there.
Now, if I remember right, isn't it sort of a red, white, and blue theme?
Yes.
I mean, it seems to me I have seen pictures.
Yes. So we do have a t-shirt that we provide, but honestly, we know that it's really hot. So if mm-hmm. you don't want to wear that t-shirt, you will not hurt our feelings. Wear what's going to be keeping you cool and making you run that race successfully.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of 4th of July hats.
Yes.
Fun
yes.
hats. And
little necklaces.
Yep. Yep. All that good stuff.
Any type of
red, white,
figure.
Blue shoes.
Yes.
Anything goes. So again, you have the adults. So that's the 5K, which
yes.
is 3.1 miles. Mm-hmm. And it's a walk or a run.
Yes.
So for those of us that want to walk.
Yes.
And then you also have for kids.
Yes.
So how do you get the kids registered?
So it is on that same website. So you'll just go to our website, events, and then Firecracker 5K. And then when you go to register, you'll scroll down and you'll see the free kids fun run option, and you'll just fill out their information.
Is there a minimum age for that, or how does that
no.
work? So you could actually have a stroller?
Yeah, on our system.
There you go. So you could be pushing the stroller
yes.
through, right? Every little bit helps.
Yes.
Every little bit helps. So all the funds that they raise go to the services they provide at Ronald McDonald House. I can't think of a better organization for what you do in the community. And it's interesting because it's kind of a quiet organization
yeah.
in the sense that these are people that are really needing help.
Yeah.
Every single day, all day long.
And you never know the help that we, like, you don't know what you could benefit from us until it happens to you.
Of course.
And when it does happen to you, it's so scary because,
mm-hmm.
again, like, those hot, like where you stay for your hospital, like
it could get
the hotels,
expensive.
The food, it's,
I mean,
it's a lot.
Very expensive, not to mention the medical costs.
Yeah. You already having to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that you are literally right there on the property is just, it's very comforting, and it makes it easier to kind of reset for yourself, because
mm-hmm.
if you as a parent aren't taking care of yourself, you can't take care of your child.
Absolutely. So. Well, and probably another part of it too is that there are other people there. I'm sure there are lounges and TV
yes.
areas, things like that. So there's also, it's helpful sometimes to be able to talk to somebody that's going through the same thing.
Yeah. We have a lot of great recurring moms and dads that are always there to kind of be an outlet for people that are just now getting there and are so overwhelmed with everything
mm-hmm.
that's going on that they rely on those moms and dads to support them.
Okay. We're talking with Allie Moore. She is with the marketing and events coordinator for Ronald McDonald House. If you have a question for her, 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after the break. Thanks for hanging out with us with Pep Talk this morning. I have Allie Moore with us from the Ronald McDonald House. Big event coming up. Sounds like something we could all participate in, whether we run, walk, or not.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so give us the options.
All right, so it's our Firecracker 5K. It starts at 7 a.m. at Seville Quarter, and it ends there, and we'll have a post-race after party filled with giveaways and just a drink and some awards. You can sign up by heading to our website and finding events, Firecracker 5K, and registration's $35. And you can run, walk, you can get a t-shirt for $15, and you can also do a virtual run and walk, and you can get your kids to run for free.
I love this. Okay, it's
Saturday, June 28th.
June 28th, right before the 4th.
Right before the 4th. It's going to be a hot one.
Yeah.
So we'll have water stations, and we'll have mister. So we're going to try our best to keep you cool.
And if someone is interested in a business that might be listening this morning, there's also still some vendor opportunities and sponsorships available.
If you think that this audience would be a great business opportunity, we'd love to have you out. It's just a $300 sponsorship. It goes to a good cause. That's where all that money goes to. And you'll just be able to set up. You can set, like, if you have beverages that you want to give out or food that you want to give out, you can totally give that out. Coupon codes.
Promotional items.
Any type of promotional items for your business.
Okay. So. Well, that's a great opportunity. And then today's a special day. I love it. It's Wednesday.
It's
wish list
Wednesday.
So let's talk about that. We've got about a minute left.
All right.
All the things you need.
You'll head to our website, and we have our Amazon wish list always posted, always updated regularly. And then we also have our wish list Wednesday that goes on our Facebook post. And today we are needing trash bags, individually bagged chips, laundry, and something
There's
else.
One more thing. Oh, Ziploc bags?
Yeah, Ziploc bags.
Yes. See, I remember.
Look at you.
I'm still in there.
Yes.
All right. You're just amazing what you do there. And again, this is to help those families who are going through a difficult time where their children are in the hospital.
Yes.
They need a place to stay, which you provide. Mm-hmm. 3 meals a day, which you provide. So it really is incredible. And there's lots of ways people can help. So one more time, if you can give the contact info there for us and ways that they can reach out to you.
Yes. If you will just call 850-477-2273. Or you can go to our website, rmhc-nwfl.org. And if you ever need us or ever have anything that you think that you want to donate, please just give us a call. We will happily answer it.
And also, if you know someone that might need the services, you've got a family member coming into town or someone that's here right now that has an issue with a child that's getting special treatment, find out how you can actually sign up to be able to stay at Ronald McDonald House. Okay, for the 45 families or so, we'll keep you in our prayers, hoping that everything goes well. Thank you so much for everything that you do, Allie. It's amazing what they're doing at Ronald McDonald House every single day.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you know where you got to be on Saturday, June 28th. Sign up now. Website one more time.
rmhc-nwfl.org. Everything can be found on there.
All right, thanks so much, Allie. Ronald McDonald House, here we come.